bottom line, Allah is God.
It is African, 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 African. Modified and distorted by some
of white race is historically oppressed, exploited, and killed black people. All in the name of that God.
Look.
White individuals give lip service to black administration, but still articulate that blacks are going too fast, while the others think blacks have too much energy already.
It means that even though they've tried every damn thing they can come up with, check us out, we're still here anyway.
You see, in order for the white man to rule this world, he has to reverse everything. You cannot have 10% of the world's population ruling over 90% of the world unless that 10% is deceived with the other part.
Gotta wake up! Gotta wake up!
In fact, that's the top line, the bottom line, and everything in between. That there is no God but Allah.
That greatest conquest of the whites and the black was a complete conquest of the black man's mind.
Mother is the highest degree that has been bestowed on the womb of man.
God has blessed you from the very beginning with the mind.
If we indeed want to understand Allah, that we should study the womb and hold that womb sacred.
History has to be not for education, but for liberation.
We don't love each other. We don't love Africa as we should.
Afrocentricity represents a transformation of consciousness.
Gotta wake up!
Life and nature should be in harmony.
Then you've got to go to somebody else.